too. They soon found that their boat leaked very much and that it needed constant labour to bail it. Before they had been 3 days afloat, their stock of bread was spoiled by the salt water, and the fresh water had become stale and hardly fit for drinking. There was scarcely any wind to help them, and the labour of rowing with rude oars under a broiling sun soon began to tell upon the strongest arms and the stoutest hearts among them. The island of Minorca was the place to which they had tried to steer their course. By the help of a pocket compass during the day and of the stars by night, 5 days had gone, nor were there signs of land. On every side the glittering water stretched away as far as they could see. Famine stared them in the face. It is no wonder that hope died out in their hearts. They threw down their oars in despair. They crouched down in the bottom of the boat, their ghastly faces showing that the end was not far off. Will Adams, their leader, was the last to give in. His hand still nervously grasped the tiller, and his eye was bent eagerly towards the horizon. Suddenly he called out, "Cheer up, lads! We have one chance more. Do you see that dark speck in the shining waters ahead? I am much mistaken if it is not a turtle." Silently, every man seized his oar and settled to his work. They rowed very quietly towards the creature and seized it before it was aware of their approach. At once they cut off its head, fed upon its flesh, and drank its blood. Hope revived in their hearts as they found their strength returning. They piled their oars with all their might, and ere many hours had passed, the eagle eye of Adams described a thin, grey line stretching along between the sea and the sky. Before night, they felt sure that it was land, and morning showed them the rugged mountains of Minorca distinctly against the sky. By 10 o'clock that night, they had landed, and gave thanks unto him who had brought them unto the heaven where they would be. The Spaniards supplied them with food and treated them with the greatest kindness. In due time, they were sent to England in one of the king's ships. The canvas boat was placed as a memorial in the great church in Minorca, where its ribs and skeletons were seen by a traveller more than 100 years afterwards.